Hello everyone, Tiger here. For those who don't know, this is part two of a two-part episode. If you haven't listened to the first part, please listen to that one. And also our recording was very long, so we're going to finish up the second part of our recording and then play the third one. Or if there is a fourth one, that one as well.
April, NBA Jam comes out of 90... Okay, we're 93. June of 93, Sega releases the educational Pico system.
Yeah, Lego Fun to Build, the very first Lego game released for that system.
Ah, cool. June 25th, Golden Axe 3 for the Sega Mega Drive comes out. And then Lufia and the Fortress of Doom comes out December 4th in North America. July 7th, Samurai Showdown comes out, and Showdown without a W, so S-H-O-D-O-W-N. Like Shogun, stuff like that.
I think that's why it's spelled that way.
Yeah. Shogun. Great Trivium album. Check it out. That's our sponsor. No, you guys don't have a sponsor, I guess.
No, we might do sponsors at,
I will be your sponsor. I'm sponsoring this podcast episode of the one only Pavlos.
Every time I try to type your name when doing something, it always autocorrects. Pavlov, like the guy who did the dog experiment.
Yeah, or Pablo comes up. Let's see. July 23rd, Castlevania Chronicles, the remake of the original Castlevania for the Sharp X68000, and released May 24th, 2001 for the PlayStation. Nice. August 6th, Rocket Knight Adventures comes out on the Genesis, September 3rd in North America. Contra Hardcore comes out on August 8th, September 16th, Fatal Fury Special, comes out on the Commodore Amiga CD32.
I would like to mention that for that system, there's a really bad game that came out. It's called the Town with No Name. It looks like it was made in 2 hours, like not even kidding. Like, there's a scene where this kid says, "Shane, come back," and the cowboy, whose name is Shane, shoots him in the chest and says, "My name's not Shane, kid," and then he gets on the train, which goes into space. It's so... I hate it.
You can't do that in games anymore. Actually, yeah, no, you can't. Never mind.
For anyone curious, I did put gameplay of that scene in our YouTube playlist.
Yay! Child murder. Great. September 18th, Sonic the Hedgehog TV show premieres, and it ended December 3rd of 1994. I bet that was terrible. September, Zombies Ate My Neighbors comes out. October 4th, 3DO Interactive Multiplayer is made.
I mentioned on an earlier episode, but it's like there was this company that made it called the 3DO Company, and they licenses out to three electronics manufacturers to make versions of it. Sanyo, Gold Star, which later became LG, and Panasonic all made versions of it.
And up next, the two greatest games of any franchise to ever be released. October 10th, Link, The Faces of Evil, and Zelda, The Wand of Gamelon. Oh my gosh, so good. I'm so hungry I can eat an Octorot. My boy, this is what all true warriors strive for.
Yes.
Gee! True... pouring around here.
I still really hope Jeff, the voice of Morshu, makes himself known. He's Morshu.
I love that there's a video playlist with nothing but the cutscenes are the best. October 30th in 1993, Ridge Racer comes out. Also in October, Virtua Fighter comes out. November 15th, Clay Fighter comes out, the Super Nintendo, and then comes to Genesis the following year. November 27th, Illusion of Gaia. Or Gaia, whatever you want to say. That's we call Mother Earth. December 3rd, Duke Nukem 2 comes out. December 15th, FIFA International Soccer comes out. Woo! And then December 17th, to round it out for that year, Mega Man X comes out. And it's released in 94 of January in North America. That's my dog, if anyone can hear it.
Yeah, the dogs, we like them.
Yeah. Yeah, my old podcast. The podcast that's on hold at the moment. It's at the moment going to be not canceled, but just on hold, where we were taking a little break. Might come back in a new form, in a different form.
All right, so 1994, March 17th, Castlevania Bloodlines. March 18th, Shin Megami?
Megami,
Tensei, yeah. 2. March 25th, the Elder Scrolls Arena. March, Daytona USA, XCOM, and UFO Defense.
No, a game called Daytona USA released in March, and at another point sometime during the month, XCOM UFO Defense release.
Oh, XCOM is one game. Okay, got you.
Sorry.
Okay, so on August 25th, King of Fighters 94.
It's a fighting game. It's another SNK one, like with King of Fighters 94. There's Art of Fighting. There's Fatal Fury. They make too many.
Was it like a Mortal Kombat esque game or
really
like that type?
Like Street Fighter maybe.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you got August 31st, you got the Need for Speed, September 2nd. Live Alive, or is it Live Alive?
I think it's Live Alive.
Live Alive.
Need for Speed, I forgot about that game.
Live Alive for the Super Famicom, and it'll come to the U.S. via Switch July 22nd, 2022, so yeah. Look for that.
Originally, I didn't put this in the list, but then it was announced during the Nintendo Direct, and I saw that a lot of people were excited over this, so I put it in there.
That's crazy that it's coming out after like almost 30 years. That's crazy.
Yeah, like
that's super wild.
Playing random games, but still won't give us Mother 3.
And then what you got the ninth, the Neo Geo CD releases. And then it came out in January 1996 in North America. And then you got September 21st, Tekken. Yeah, you're 23. Bandai releases the Playdia console, and then October 28th, Killer Instinct. That was Rare.
Yeah, that's a great name. Wow.
Killer Instinct.
Yeah, it was one of the Nintendo 64 games that had like a differently colored cartridge. That
Killer
was
cool. Instinct Gold.
Man. Killer Instinct Gold had a black cartridge.
Yep.
I was gonna say that. Never mind. I will. So Killer Instinct Gold was originally just going to be Killer Instinct 2 for the Super Nintendo, but then they just moved it over to the Nintendo 64, and it's been criticized as having visuals that don't match the Nintendo 64's capability, but that's because they just kind of did it in the same engine and didn't really update it, but yeah.
You got November 15th, Warcraft, Orcs and Humans.
Yeah, that wasn't World of Warcraft, but it was like a game in the same universe, not the massively multiplayer online one.
Okay.
But now we got a classic coming up on November 18th. You got Booger Man, a pick and flick adventure.
Is that Booger Man or like
Captain Underpants? He's just gross out humor.
I remember. So the next one we got coming up right in November, Cruising USA, and it came out on the 64 on December 3rd, 96. I remember playing that on the stand-up consoles at like Wonderland and stuff.
Yeah, they did. Nice. They did release a sequel for the Switch. I want to play that.
Jeez, they're like making they're revamping all these old games. It's awesome.
Well, I mean, you know, you've got a younger audience who thinks they're dope, and they can, you know,
rediscover.
Yeah. In November, you got Virtua Fighter 2, and it came out in January 1995 in North America. And then in December 23rd, the NEC releases the PC-FX. And then you've got Capcom releasing the CS Changer console, which only had 11 games made for it, all ports of their arcade games, and they were only available via mail order.
Yeah, it was dope. It was kind of a dumb system, but
yeah, I mean, at least super niche, right?
Were these the demo discs and stuff?
Yeah. Next, we have 1995. February 24th, Front Mission for the Super Famicom released. March 10th, Panzer Dragoon came out for the Sega Saturn. Might have released an arcade first, can't remember. Came to the US May 11th. March 27th, Fatal Fury 3 Road to Victory released. June 5th, Street Fighter Alpha came out from the US
the
27th of June. October 2nd, Comic Zone released, Sega Genesis game. August 3rd, Tekken 2 released. September 21st, the Atari Jaguar CD add-on released. September 30, Seiken Densetsu 3, known as the Trials of Mana, which was a sequel to Secret of Mana. got its first North American translation in the collection of Mana for the Switch, which released June 11th of 2019. But it also got a full-blown remake for the Switch as well. So you can play it in one of two ways, authentic or remake. In September, Command & Conquer, first game in that series released. October 24th, Vector Man came out. This also some point in October, You Don't Know Jack, released by... it's a famous computer quiz game by Jackbox.
You don't know Jack!
Yeah, Jackbox Games and stuff is pretty fun. I've played Drawful before, and it's pretty cool. November 5th, Twisted Metal release. It's like a demolition derby style game.
Dude, that game is so dope.
That game nearly like a. I remember seeing like a cover for it, and it freaked me out because they have like a killer clown. They have killer clowns on the front covers.
Jeez, Twisted Metal.
That yeah. game is dope. It's fun, man. It's fun.
Let me check it out. Let me look at this.
November 17th. Worms released at launched on the Commodore Amiga system. December 9th, Dragon Quest VI released. December 15th, Tales of Phantasia for the Super Famicom released. And the same day, Suikoden released, came to the U.S. December of 1996. December 20th, Real Bout Fatal Fury released. And in December, at some point, Soul Edge, the first Soul Calibur game, came out. All right, Nomadic, you're next.
All right, 1996. We got January 29th, Duke Nukem 3D. What console came out for?
Nintendo 64.
Oh, okay. Well,
I
played Duke Nukem before in 64, but I didn't know if it was
a 3D. I think we were trying to find games to trade for the 64, and we sold that one to Retro Game Trader.
Gotcha. All right. February 27th, we got Street Fighter Alpha 2, and it came out in North America on March 6th. March 22nd, you have Panzer Dragoon 2 Zwei for the Sega Saturn. And then
March... It's a war game.
Okay, word. March 28th, Apple Bandai Pippin, September 1st in North America.
Yep, it's a game console that Apple made.
How well did it do?
It's not well at all.
Yeah, I've never heard of it.
It was home to such amazing games as Mr. Potato Head Saves Veggie Valley.
No way. That's real? That's funny.
Okay, so here's a game. April 19th, Metal Slug for the SNK Neo Geo.
It's not a slug made out of metal. It's a running gun game where you're playing as this guy with a machine gun and you shoot
Metal
things.
Metal Slug. Okay. Yeah. June 27th, Quake. July 20th, you got Virtual Fighter 3. August 6th, you got Harvest Moon on SNES. August 24th, you got Valve is founded.
Yeah, the company that can't count to three.
All right. September 4th, we got Donkey Kong Country, which was a TV show that premieres, and it was July 7th, 2000.
Like, the animation for that series is bad. Like, it was one
worse
of the...
than the video game?
Yes. Uh-huh. It was one of the first TV shows to use motion capture, and it's so weird.
We got September 20th, Elder Scrolls 2, Daggerfall for the MS-DOS. October 25th, you have Tomb Raider, and it came out in North America on November 14th. November 15th, you got Vector Man 2. November 23rd, the Tamagotchi releases. November 26th, Dead or Alive. And then December 6th, Parappa the Rappa, and it came out November 17th in 97 for the North America. And that came out, I think, originally on PlayStation.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I'd like to play that game, but it goes for a lot of money on the secondhand market, like $70 to $90,
really?
I think.
Wow.
The same as, like, retro gaming's a hobby that a lot of people are getting into for the first time, mostly because of COVID, and I probably started getting into it at probably the worst time. Your turn, Pavlos.
All right.
Forgot to mention, this is 1997.
January 3rd, Diablo. That's a pretty big game franchise. 97, not January 3rd, Diablo. Comes out. That's a pretty big game franchise. They've done a few games in the past few years. January 28th, Real Bout Fatal Fury Special. March 4th, Turok, the Dinosaur Hunter. March 20th, Tekken 3. April 1st, the Pokemon anime airs its first episode, and the show still continues to this day. That's crazy. They've done different variations of the show, but yeah. June 29th, Banjo-Kazooie comes out. Is that a remake?
No, that's the original.
Is that the original? Game. Okay, 97. July 11th, Saga Frontier comes out on the. It's released on March 31st on the PS1, and then it's released in 98. Oh, wait, no. March 31st, 1998?
Yeah.
In North America on the PS1.
Exactly.
July 24th, Monster Rancher comes out for the PS1. September 18th, Oddworld, Abe's Odyssey. Okay.
It's spelled that way on purpose. It's weird.
That's weird. Comes out October 15th, Age of Empires. The first Age of Empires game. Dang. Really? It was made. I didn't know it was released that long ago. Wow. December 11th, Klonoa, Door to Phantom Isle is released. March 1998. North America. December 23rd, Gran Turismo, and it's released May 12th, 1998 in North America. December, just Sega Base Pass Fishing. Wow. They made a bass fishing game.
Yeah, the best part is they came
That's
with a special...
funny. Who in their right mind...
There was a special fishing rod controller game for the system that they made for that, but you could also use it with
That's funny.
Soul Calibur for the Dreamcast. You could use it for a fighting game.
Released April 1st, 1999 on the Dreamcast. And then in that year, Snake was released on the Nokia 6110 model. Oh my gosh, wow.
And by the way, Nomadic must leave us. Thank you so much for joining.
Yeah, okay. Thanks for coming.
And this one's 1998.
January 12th, Marvel vs. Capcom released. Came to the U.S. January 23rd. Marvel vs. Capcom 1 and 2 are very, very too expensive now. January 29th, Panzer Dragoon Saga released for the Sega Saturn. Came to the U.S. April 30th. February 11th, Xenogears came out. Came to the U.S. October 20th. March 20th, Real Bout Fatal Fury 2 with the newcomers came out. March 31st, StarCraft released. First big MMO, I think. April 24th, Mega Man and Bass for the Super Famicom came out. Came to the Game Boy Advance in the U.S. August 10th, 2002. June 29th, Street Fighter Alpha 3 release. Came to the U.S. June 29th. It came to the U.S. the same day. Sorry, why did I not put that? July 30th, Soul Calibur released for the Dreamcast. Best game on the Dreamcast, allegedly. August 21st, Tom Clancy's Rainbow Six release. September 26th, Dance Dance Revolution released in the arcades. Came to the U.S. March 1999. October 30th, Grim Fandango, a adventure game by LucasArts, came out. Wanted to play that one. Looks pretty fun. December 18th, Mega Man Legends came out for the PlayStation, August 31st, 1998, North America. It has a port on the Nintendo 64, but it's called Mega Man 64 instead of Mega Man Legends for some reason. And December 21st, Baldur's Gate release.
Oh, right, Baldur's Gate was a game. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
A video game, yeah. I have one of the Betrayal games I own. There's Betrayal at Baldur's Gate. It's a board game I own. That's cool.
All right, we're back for the third part of our finale episode. Sadly, neither Pavlos nor Nomadic have joined us for this one, but the reason behind that is I thought it was I would have preferred actually releasing the episode on time over having one with all of these guests. Pavlos said he's just fine if we do it without us. I know he will be dearly missed, but you know, the show must go on, and we did as much as we could with him.
Post-production Tiger here probably should have mentioned that Pavlos is not dead. We're just not doing it with him. Sorry if I alarmed anybody.
There are some news items to catch up on before we go back to the years in gaming. So first off, Lego has partnered with Epic Games to make digital Lego stuff. Who knows what? I don't.
Wait.
Maybe Lego has partnered with Epic Games. Will they make Lego Fortnite sets? I don't know.
Oh, gosh. Please.
I hope not. If they made it back in, like, 2018, they would have made a killing, and it would have made a lot more sense. But now, yes, it does have a fan base, but it's not, you know, like, as strong of a meme as it was.
Guys of the cringe.
On March 28th of last month, the Kingdom Hearts series celebrated its 20th anniversary, so shout out to them. Don't know why I missed that the last time. And also, Kingdom Hearts 4 was announced in a trailer. I haven't seen it yet, but I definitely want to play through the series. Also, the console, the ZX Spectrum, made by the Sinclair developers, celebrated its 40th anniversary on April 23rd. So the ZX Spectrum, as it's called in England, was a European home computer that could play video games. And it was through that console that the developers Rare, or as they were formerly known, Ultimate Play the Game, got their start. Next, Splatoon 3 just got its release date revealed, but we won't reveal that key piece of information until later. And Nintendo also announced some new games coming to the Sega Genesis through the Switch expansion online expansion pack, and that is Shining Force 2, Space Harrier 2, and Sonic Spinball. It's, you know, a little bit of a jump, which makes it the price of $60 a year slightly more worth it, but still not quite to the point where I'm like, I want to buy it now. Lego has, there have also been rumors and leaks suggesting that Lego is going to make an Atari 2600 set in the vein of an NES. I don't know exactly how that would work as compared to the NES, or if there would even be a game on the inside, but whatever. I hope if it is, you know, formally announced, or if it's just a rumor, that it looks cool. And lastly, this is incredibly tragic, but the Mario movie has been delayed. It is not coming out in December like was originally promised. In order for the animators to have more time to work on it, it won't be coming out till April 7th, 2023. That sucks so bad.
That is a shame. I'm really looking forward to Chris Pratt as Mario. I just want to see it happen already. I don't have super strong, super high hopes for the movie as a whole. Like, I feel like it'll do well. I'm not sure if it's going to be necessarily good. But
we need to watch it. We need to watch it anyway, do an episode on it. Anyway, now we are going back to doing the years in gaming that we had missed, and we're just going to do it where Yoshimitsu and I will read every other year. Well, so go ahead. Hang on
a second. You forgot to mention a few things. Number one, there's a new Star Wars Lego video game.
Oh, yeah, I think I did mention that.
You might have the audio cut out for me at one point. The other thing is the Sonic the Hedgehog 2 movie was released between recording sessions, if I'm not mistaken.
Haven't seen it yet. Heard it was kind of good, but, you know.
We neither. See the reviews say, like, it got a 6.9 out of 10 on IMDb. Nice. And a 67 on Rotten Tomatoes and a 45 on Metacritic. So not very good. It also says Google users 96% like the movie. So I don't know.
Yeah. But anyway, let's go into our years. Yoshimitsu, start us off with 1999.
Okay. Excuse me. 1999 started off on January 26th with Castlevania for the N64. And yes, I know that's Nintendo 64. I have gotten somewhat smarter. February of 1999, at some point, Crazy Taxi was released. That's a fun game. A lot of chaos, but a lot of fun. March 18th, Jammer Lammy was released, but not in the US until August 17th. Do you care to explain what that is?
I think it's a spinoff to Parappa the Rapper.
March 22nd, Roller Coaster Tycoon was released. Also in March, at some point, was Hydro Thunder. On April 7th, after releasing 3 years previously as Quake Modification, Team Fortress Classic released as its standalone game. May 31st, Ape Escape and the New Adventures of Superman were released.
Yeah, the New Adventures of Superman for the N64 is...
Okay, good. Those are separate. Okay.
The really bad Superman game that is often cited as one of the worst video games of all time.
July 1st, Dino Crisis was released. July 15th, The Legend of Mana was released. Not in the US until June 6th, though, of 2000. That is a pretty good soundtrack. July 29th, Seaman was released. That's a poorly named game. Not released in the US until August 9th of the following year.
Oh, I would like to say that Seaman is this really weird game where you take care of a fish, but he has the face of a human, and I think the human's played by Kevin Spacey. So, interesting.
September 29th, Tony Hawk's Pro Skater was released. October 16th, Dead or Alive 2 was released, but not in the US until February 29th of the following year for the Dreamcast. October 31st, Medal of Honor was released. November 10th, NBA 2K was released for the Dreamcast. November 18th, Chrono Cross was released, which was the sequel to Chrono Trigger, which has a very good soundtrack. November 26th, Garo, Mark of the Wolves.
It was the final game in the Fatal Fury series.
Oh, I'm like, oh, okay, that makes more sense. December 9th, Vib Ribbon was released on the PS1, but only released in Japan and Europe.
I had this one on here just because I saw some gameplay of it and it looked really cool, but the main reason I have it here is because if you have it on your PS1, it saves to your system instead of necessarily playing through the disc, but it can generate a rhythm level based off, and you could play it, you can play that level through a track with any CD. So basically any song you have, it'll generate a level for it to play. That's amazing. I need to get this game at some point, and also European PS1 so I can actually play it.
It's pretty cool. December 16th, Space Channel 5 was released, but not in the US until June 4th of the following year. There's a song in that game that my sister won't shut up about. It's not bad, but it's not my favorite. And then December 29th, Shenmue was released, but not in the US until November 8th of the following year.
Yeah, interesting how heavy this year was on the Sega Dreamcast. There were a lot of games for that system in this year.
It's a fun system.
Yeah. Next up, we have the year 2000, February 24th, Marvel vs. Capcom 2 released. I really want to try the original Marvel vs. Capcom games, but they are freaking expensive, like $100+ if you want to play them, you know, without an emulator, like the legitimate way. June 23rd, the game Deus Ex released. June 29th, Jet Set Radio came to the US October 31st, and the same day, Diablo 2 released. August 26th, Dragon Quest VII released. Didn't come to the US till October 31st, again, Halloween. September 18th, Crimson Skies came out. This was an arcade game that eventually made its way to the Xbox, and it's most fondly remembered as being a console exclusive for that system. September 20th, Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 2 released. October 5th, Skies of Arcadia came out. North American release date was November 13th.
Also a very good soundtrack.
Yeah. October 26th, Time Splitters came out. November 3rd, Metropolis Street Racer released for the Dreamcast, and it was the first game in the Project Gotham Racing series, though it was only the second game in the series that would have the name Project Gotham Racing. November 9th, Counter-Strike released.
How does that make any sense? It was the first game released in that series, but it would only be the second one with that name?
Yeah, I mean, it's the first game in, I guess. What the developers intended was they found a better name for it, and they just decided to rename it that for the remainder of the series.
Okay.
And next, November 20th, Banjo-Tooie released, the sequel to Banjo-Kazooie. Played the original Banjo-Kazooie and really enjoyed it, so I really want to try the second one. November 21st, Sin and Punishment for the N64 came out. It was a Japan exclusive, but then when it was re-released on the Wii eShop in America, it got so popular, Nintendo developed a sequel for the Wii for it. So that was interesting. And December 21st, Phantasy Star Online came out for the Dreamcast, and it released in North America January 23rd of 2001. All right, Yoshimitsu, take us away for the next one.
2001 started off on June 4th with RuneScape. January 4th. Goodness. March 5th, released Conker's Bad Fur Day.
Featuring the great Mikey Poo. Conker's
Bad Fur Day. March 15th, Pro Evolution Soccer was released. And on March 21st, Mega Man Battle Network was released, but not in the US until Halloween. And Castlevania Circle of the Moon was also released, but not in the US until June 11th. March 22nd, Klonoa 2 Lunatea's Veil was released, but not in the US until July 25th. May 30th, Bejeweled was released. July 23rd, Max Payne was released. August 1st, Golden Sun was released, but not in the US until November 12th. Also at some point in August, Virtua Fighter 4 and Tekken 4 were both released. September 6th, Shenmue was released.
Shenmue 2, sorry, yes.
September 14th, Fable was released. September 24th, Ico was released. October 6th, Kirby, right back at ya, aired its first episode. The last episode was aired on September 27th, 2003. And it also came to the U.S. on September 14th of 2002. October 30th, Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 3 was released. Dang, they released those three in fast succession. November 1st, Burnout was released. November 15th, Dead or Alive 3 Project Gotham Racing was released. No,
those are two separate games.
Oh. My bad. December 13th, Fatal Frame was released, but not in the US until March 4th of 2002. And December 20th, Ikaruga was released.
Ikaruga is an incredibly hard shooter, so... Mm-hmm. I've heard people can only get to like the third level before they're just like, no, I can't go any farther. Next up, I will be doing 2002, February 22nd, Jet Set Radio Future release. U.S. release date was the 25th of that year. February 28th, Xenosaga Episode 1 came out, not to the U.S. until February 25th of 2003. April 26th, Mega Man Zero released for the Game Boy Advance came to the U.S. September 10th. May 1st, The Elder Scrolls 3 Morrowind came out. May 3rd, Club Nintendo is launched in Europe. It comes to Japan October 31st, 2003, Australia April 24th, 2008, and the United States October 2nd, 2008. June 6th, Castlevania Harmony of Dissonance released for the Game Boy Advance. U.S. release date September 16th. June 28th, Golden Sun, The Lost Age came out. I did do a joke in our Discord server where when we did our April Fool's movie, The Passage of Venus, we talked about how the sun existed because of that movie. And so I posted, quote unquote, proof in our Discord server. The sun's influence in the game Golden Sun was one of my pieces of proof of its infamous game influence.
That was a fun episode. If you guys haven't listened to it, you should.
Yeah. July 10th, Soul Calibur 2 came out. This was an interesting game in the series because it had different playable characters depending on which version of the console you had, and the cover art was in turn different for each one as well. If you had the GameCube version of this game, you could play as Link from The Legend of Zelda. If you had the PlayStation 2 version, you could play as Heihachi from Tekken, and if you own the one for the Xbox, you could play as Spawn, like the comic book character. August 29th, Mafia released. September 12th, Steel Battalion came out for the original Xbox, and its most notable distinction is it came with an absolute behemoth of a controller that was made to model like an actual flight stick or tank controls or something like that. Retailed for $200. I think it costs about just as much now, if not more. September 20th, Battlefield 1942 released. October 7th, Blinks the Time Sweeper released for the Xbox. October 23rd, Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 4 released. October 29th, Grand Theft Auto Vice City came out. October 31st, Blood Rain released. I can't remember if this was a reboot of an older game or the first in its series, but it inspired a notoriously bad movie of the same name. November 15th, Xbox Live launches its online service for the original Xbox, and I think it was the first... No, it wasn't the first game console to do so because... the Super Nintendo could do that through the Satellaview, or Super Famicom, sorry. Nintendo 64 could do that with the disk drive. I think Sega Saturn could do that through the Netlink, Genesis through the Sega Channel and another service, but I think this is one of the first ones to have it built in. Or maybe the Dreamcast did as well. Can't remember. Anyway, November 17th, Tom Clancy's Splinter Cell released, and December 19th, Panzer Dragoon Orta released for the original Xbox, came to the US January 12th. Alright, Yoshimitsu, okay. You're next.
2003, it started off on January 25th with Devil May Cry 2. January 30th, Disgaea, Hour of Darkness was released, but not in the US until August 27th. February 20th, Shin Megami Tensei 3 Nocturne was released. April 6th, the first episode of Sonic X was aired, and the show ended April 18th, 2005.
That show has a banger theme song. It's the one that with Gotta Go Fast. Like, I think that song, that's where it's from.
Anyways, April 29th, Maple Story was released.
if you haven't heard of this one, don't feel bad. I only put this one on the list because it is listed as one of the best-selling games of all time, but that's because it was like sold really, really well in its home country of South Korea. I think it does more well in the Asian market than it does over here in the States. But if you have heard of it and you live in North America, good on you. I don't think we have any listeners from South Korea.
May 6th, Castlevania Aria of Sorrow was released. September 12th, Steam launched. Yay. October 14th, Jak and Daxter 2 was released. I can use words, I swear. October 27th, Tony Hawk's Underground was released. And November 20th, Big Rigs Over the Road Racing was released.
We talked about that one in our Worst Games Ever episode, which you should not listen to because that episode is also bad.
Worst episode.
Yep. Was it the
worst?
Well,
not the worst.
No, I think
it's one of them.
I think we decided in our tier list ranking that the worst episode was the like 1 minute update episodes. I might as well just delete those since I don't think it matters anymore.
Yeah.
Next up, I will be doing 2004, March 2nd, Ninja Gaiden released. It was a reboot of the original franchise. It was later released as Ninja Gaiden Black. March 23rd, the first game in the Far Cry series came out. May 4th, Red Dead Revolver released. First game in the Red Dead series. Red Dead Redemption is a sequel to this. Actually, fun anecdote. I might have mentioned it on the show before, but I originally thought the Red Dead Redemption series was a video game adaptation of the book The Red Badge of Courage because I got the two titles mixed up in my head. And Red Badge of Courage is about the Civil War, and I think Red Dead Redemption takes place like right after the Civil War, like in the American West. So I guess it's kind of understandable why I got those mixed up, but yeah, I'm a dumb person. That's the one I'm trying to make. Anyway, anecdote over. June 24th, Xenosaga Episode 2 release came to the US February 15th, 2005. September 21st, Star Wars Battlefront came out. October 4th, Tony Hawk's Underground 2. You know, I didn't realize for the longest time this was actually kind of a crossover between, like, the Tony Hawk skateboarder people and the TV show Jackass. They just released a movie based off of that show, and it seems like Impractical Jokers, but with much more danger. October 26th, Grand Theft Auto San Andreas came out. It's the one that has Big Smoke, the...
You bet the wrong out, fool!
The guy who orders the large order from the restaurant or whatever. Pretty funny memes. November 1st, Counter-Strike Source released. November 4th, Football Manager 2005, the first game in the series, is released. I think there have been ones for each year, just like with the Madden games. November 9th, Halo 2 released, and the same day, Jak and Daxter 3 came out. November of that year, just in general, Tekken 5th released, didn't come to the United States until December. November 23rd, World of Warcraft launched, and November 27th, Dragon Quest 8, I think it's subtitled Journey of the Cursed King, came to the U.S. November 15th, 2005. The 3DS port of that game is really expensive, but if you wanted to, you could either buy the original PS2 version for cheaper, or you could just buy it on the 3DS eShop, since, warning, that shop's closing down. You need to get whatever games you want now. There are lots of good videos on YouTube that talk about games that you might like. One that I got recently that I've been enjoying immensely is Rhythm Heaven Mega Mix. Yeah. Anyway, Yoshimitsu, you are next.
Okay. 2005 started off on February 17th with Devil May Cry 3 Dante's Awakening, not released in the U.S. till March 1st. Now, March 19th, Tiger Telematics released their humongous handheld flop, the Gizmondo. Gizmondo?
It's Gizmondo.
Nintendo? I don't know. May 3rd, Forza Motorsport was released. June 21st, Destroy All Humans was released with one exclamation mark. August 25th, Castlevania Dawn of Sorrow was released, but not in the U.S. until October 4th. Also in August, Dungeon Fighter Online is released in South Korea, and it quickly became one of the best-selling online games ever. And it came to the U.S. on June 9th of 2010.
Yeah, very similar story to Maple Story.
September 29th, Bandai Namco merged from Bandai and Namco. October 18th, Tony Hawk's American Wasteland was released. On October 24th, Club Penguin launched, but it got discontinued
March 30th of 2017.
And actually, I'm speaking of this game, Disney pulled a very Nintendo move, and some fans who really enjoyed the project wanted to relaunch it with like Club Penguin Reimagined, but people Disney was like, no, you can't do that because it's infringing on our copyright. But it's like, they're not even using it anymore. I don't think they're costing you any money by doing a game you're not even using, but whatever. I think the reason they wanted that game shut down in the first place is because online games of any kind can have some really seedy folks around.
Yeah. Anyways, October 25th, Soul Calibur 3 was released. October, also at some point, the first BlizzCon was held. November 8th, Guitar Hero was released. November 22nd, Perfect Dark Zero was released. December 8th, Yakuza was released. December 29th, Dead or Alive 4 was also released.
All right, interesting year. 2006, I'll be doing that one next. March 2nd, Children of Mana came out, another game in the Of Mana series from the US. October 30th, March 20th, The Elder Scrolls 4 Oblivion came out. July 6th, Mega Man ZX released for the Nintendo DS, came to the US September 12th, and Xenosaga Episode 3 released the same day, which came to the US August 29th. July 12th, Virtua Fighter 5 released. August 8th, Dead Rising released. August 29th, Saints Row, first game of the Saints Row series debuted. September 22nd, a game called Just Cause released, came to the US September 27th.
There's some fun stuff in that game.
November 9th, Viva Pinata released. It's a virtual pet game made by Rare. November 16th, Castlevania Portrait of Ruin came out. Came to the US December 5th. November 29th, Garry's Mod with two R's releases on Windows. Apparently, this was like really hot stuff back in the late 2000s, early 2010s. December 14th, Mega Man Star Force released. December 21st, Dawn of Mana came out, another game in the Mana series for the PlayStation 2. Came to the US May 22nd, 2007. And December 7th, Yakuza 2 released, came to the US September 9th of 2008.
Okay, February 27th of 2007 saw the release of Peggy.
Peggle.
Oh, that's an L. Okay. That works too. March 8th, Heroes of Mana was released. Again, that's a pretty short succession right there between those two games. Not released in the US until August 14th. June 29th, Apple launched the iPhone.
I mean,
so we could play Angry Birds. Thank you very much, Apple.
I know it wasn't necessary, like, you know, I guess a intended for gaming device, but mobile gaming is humongous. And yeah, games like Angry Birds, Cut the Rope, Doodle Jump,
Minecraft.
Minecraft launched on Windows first, but there's also Monument Valley. Yeah, lots of games got their
start. Yeah, Minecraft actually has a massive following on mobile platforms. It's surprising. Mm-hmm. Which is
because cool, it's like the cheapest version.
Yeah, the issue is though that the controls suck. Anyways, October 10th, The Orange Box was released, which was a compilation of Valve games, notably Half-Life 2, Half-Life 2 Episodes 1 and 2, Portal, and Team Fortress 2, and the latter three were brand new. October 26th, The Witcher was released. Witcher, I barely remember. November 13th, Assassin's Creed and Contra 4 were both released. Contra 4 for the DS. Nintendo Disk System.
I think we've discussed this before. Nintendo FDS, Famicom Disk System. Nintendo DS stands for two things. It stands for dual screen, but also developer system. Yes, so go ahead.
Yeah. I'm toying, man. November 20th, Rock Band and Mass Effect were both released. It's hard to tell if the commas are part of the title or not.
Usually, commas. Usually yeah. with the years in gaming, commas are always to separate.
Thank you. November 26th, Tekken 6 was released. December 6th, No More Heroes was released. But not in the US until January 22nd of the following year. And December 20th, Patapon was released. not in the US though until February 26th of the following year.
You can go ahead and read these next 2 years as well.
Okay, 2008, short year. April 24th, Valkyria Chronicles was released. Goodness. So it's been a long day. June 3rd, Ninja Gaiden 2 was released. July 29th, Soul Calibur 4 was released. July 31st, Fatal Frame, Mask of the Lunar Eclipse was released for the Wii, but only in Japan. October 21st, Castlevania Order of Ecclesia was released. And November 27th, Patapon 2 was released, but not in the US until May 5th. Presumably of the following year, although no date was given. 2009 only saw one other game that we haven't mentioned yet, and that was Infamous, released on May 26th.
So yeah, I just feel the need to reiterate, just in case you guys are coming into part two of the episode, or well, ain't that like a recording part three, but part two of the released episodes. We're only covering games that we haven't mentioned in previous years in gaming. So if you're like, hey, you missed this and this, make sure you listen to our years in gaming segments of previous episodes to make sure we've released them. And if there are any we missed, as always, you can still email us and we'll correct anything. All right. 2010, July 21st, the game Limbo released. Heard good things about that one.
That is a creepy game.
August 10th, Scott Pilgrim vs. the World. The game is released on the PlayStation 3 online shop. Came to the Xbox 360 August 25th. It was delisted December of 2015. Then Ubisoft re-released it for Switch, PS4, Xbox, and, you know, other computers and stuff, January 2021. The Scott Pilgrim graphic novels are amazing. They're, like, the second best graphic novel series I've ever read behind, like, Bone. Speaking of
Bone...
The
movie's pretty good as well. It's just... It's not clean, so I wouldn't recommend it from... A good portion of our audience.
I mean, yeah, I kind of enjoyed the movie, but I felt like the final battle didn't have as much oomph as it did in the comics.
Also, I haven't read the comics, so I don't know. It's very funny, though.
It is. And also, speaking of Bone, the poor creator of the comic book series, Jeff Smith, announced that like Netflix canceled the Bone series again, probably because Netflix is canceling a lot of things because lately they have been bad. You know, with adding fees, advertising... And preventing password sharing. Like they're not even adding like the greatest content besides Stranger Things to make it worth it. Anyway, tangent, sorry. 2011, December 15th, Final Fantasy 13-2 came out, released in the US January 31st of 2012. 2014, March 11th, Titanfall released, August 12th, PT, which is short for playable teaser. A trailer for the unreleased Silent Hills game is released on the PlayStation 4 online store. It's delisted April 28, 2015. September 9th, Destiny came out, and November 26th, the first game in the Jackbox Party Pack series released. And 2015, September 1st, Metal Gear Solid 5, The Phantom Pain released, and Yoshimitsu finish off all our years.
Okay. 2017 started off with February 24th, Hollow Knight was released. Good game. Looks good. September 6th, Destiny 2 was released. And then in 2018, on April 20th, God of War was released. I feel like we had to have mentioned that, but maybe not. 2019, July 26th, Fire Emblem Three Houses was released. October 15th, Disco Elysium was released. And then 2021, September 14th, Deathloop was released.
And that wraps. Oh, wait, there is one last year, and that was this year. 2022. So I would like you to finish that off for us and also stuff in the future.
Okay. So as of right now, the games released this year have been in January 28th, Pokemon Legends Arceus. I've heard some good stuff about that game. February 18th, Uncharted the Movie was released. An excellent game. February 25th, the Steam Deck was released, as was Elden Ring, and along with it, many memes about people being maidenless. March 18th, Stranger of Paradise, Final Fantasy Origin, was released. March 25th, Kirby and the Forgotten Land was released. April 8th, Sonic Movie 2 was released. On April 29th, this is, from here on out, it's stuff that is slated to release, but Yeah, hasn't yet. April 29th, Nintendo Switch Sports will likely come out. June 10th, Mario Strikers Battle League will likely be released. September 9th, Splatoon 3 will likely be released.
And that is the Splatoon 3 official release date given that I mentioned earlier.
And then other things slated this year without any particular release date are Sonic Frontiers, Bayonetta 3, God of War Ragnarok, Xenoblade Chronicles 3, curious about that. Hopefully it has a good soundtrack. Mario and Rabbids Sparks of Hope. That'll be fun.
Again, more rabbits. Why not Rayman?
I like that. The rabbits are funny. That'll be a fun crossover with Mario. And then Pokemon Scarlet and Violet. And then coming in 2023, on April 7th, the Illumination Mario movie is slated to be released. Let's see if that gets delayed again. Also at some point, the sequel to Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild is slated to release. And then just at some point in the future, Hollow Knight Silksong will be released.
And lastly, the Intellivision Amico. It kept getting announced and delayed and announced and delayed. And at this point, I'm like 90% sure it's just going to be canceled just because of all the issues that the devs have encountered. And yeah, Hollow Knight Silksong was announced a couple years ago, and the developers have given like zero updates since then. I don't know why. But yeah. And before we end the episode at all, I would like to say, you know, there were some other things that I wanted to mention about geeks and films happening in the future. First off, we're not going to be doing the Harry Potter series of movies at all. So I hate to break it to you. I mean, we'll do Lord of the Rings. I don't know if that'll ease any pains, but we'll definitely do all the Star Wars movies, though. And as for the DCEU, we won't be covering any of those movies, except for maybe Shazam. But like the DCEU is like the DC Extended Universe, but it's like their cinematic universe. Okay. So those films are, from what I can remember, Man of Steel, Batman versus Superman, Wonder Woman, Justice League, Aquaman, Shazam, the original Suicide Squad, Birds of Prey, The Suicide Squad, which is the new one, and at some point will be released Aquaman 2 and that Shazam sequel and that Flash movie, you know, all those.
When I saw that, at first I thought of the Dark Knight trilogy, because I hope we end up doing that, and I have a few ideas for some
guests. Oh, don't worry, we'll do that.
And okay, also, good. Those are some good movies.
And also that new Batman movie, The Batman, it's not DCEU, so it possible it might be covered. Still haven't seen it yet, but I will very, very soon. We have to cover the B-movie at some point, don't we?
I thought that was on that list because it was something we weren't going to cover.
Okay, yeah, I mean, I think have we memed it on the... Yeah, I think we've talked about it on episodes with Pablo, so I
don't want to have to watch
that. Okay, fine, we won't do it, whatever.
We'll do it, fine. For the memes, we'll do it.
Also, I would like to finish up the Lego movies. We still have Lego Batman movie and Lego Ninjago movie, but it would also be nice to do Lego The Adventures of Clutch Powers.
That is such a classic movie. I love that movie.
Yeah.
The bonus features on that are hilarious as well. If you don't have that on Blu-ray or a DVD, you're missing out.
Yeah, were there any other films you were considering we cover for the show?
There's probably some. I just can't think of them off the top of my head.
I mean,
some spoof movies would be fun. Of course, the Monty Python and the Quest for the Holy Grail might be a bit scandalous to do on this show, but it'd be fun.
I feel like if we, I'm planning to do it for film releases just because of like our target audience demographics that we use moderation in terms of movies. Like, you know, we do animated movies, kid stuff.
Oh, speaking of animated movies, we should probably do a few of the Miyazaki movies, at least Princess Mononoke.
I mean, I heard Spirited Away would also be nice to cover. I've heard good things about that, but I haven't seen any of them, so that'll be fun.
Mm-hmm. And of course, the Mario movie when it comes out.
Exactly. And I would also like to make another announcement for the series, and that will be I wanted to do something at the end of the year called the Geeky Awards, and that will be awards we give at the end of the year. So the Geeky Awards will comprise of movies, first off, with film of the year, and those film categories will be best overall film of the year, the best superhero movie, since, I mean, we have to, best animated movie, best game adaptation, and best film soundtrack. Game of the year, same, there will be stuff like best overall, best collection remake or remaster, and best game soundtrack. I'm not going to split it up into best PS5, best Switch, best Xbox, best Steam, since I don't really play many games on any new systems except the Switch, and I only have like one game on Steam, and that's A Dance of Ice and Fire, and I only bought that because I wanted to send a Steam gift card to Flame Vamp, and you can only send Steam gift cards if you have bought $5 worth of stuff. And last,
Streets of Rage.
And lastly, our final geeky awards will be the Golden Geek, which will just be awarded to whatever person this year did an accomplishment that will have been most noteworthy of receiving the award. And of course, this year.
Oh, I thought it was just among us two hosts, like which one of us was more of a geek. I'm like, well, that's you.
No, but this year's gonna be Elon Musk.
Hey, the man himself buys TikTok and deletes it.
Yeah, that'll be about it for our season finale. First off, next episode of Geeks and Films, next time you hear from us, we'll be covering the Coen Brothers classic, Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? Watch that. Yes. It's great.
It's a fun movie. Please, George, not the livestock.
And for games, like I said, what we're going to be doing next is game reviews. So Yoshimitsu and I will each pick a game to review for our show. If it ends up being too short, we'll probably try to lengthen it in the future, but I'll do like a test run with a season 2 pilot episode, see how that goes. I have an idea for what we'll do for our next episode of Geeks and Films after Oh Brother, Where Art Thou, but I'm not going to spoil anything just yet. First off, for our previous guest hosts that we've had on thus far, I had Paul record something when I ran into him after a church service because I knew I wasn't going to make it in time for the episode. So here's where you can find him.
What up? This is Pavlos. You can find me at my Instagram, PavlosB88. I'm on Facebook. I don't like Facebook, but I'm on it. I have a YouTube channel I'm working on. The name will be disclosed in the future. See y'all later. Have a good life.
And also, I think he forgot to mention his dormant podcast, Just a Couple Metalheads. So follow that. It may come back at some point, he said. I think he's just taking a really long break from it. And also, here is Nomadic Vagabond to tell you where you can find him.
So it's Nomadic Vagabond. You can find our podcast, Brews, Beards, and Shipwrecks, on anywhere you listen to podcasts, and on Instagram at Brews Beards. And my Instagram handle is Nomadic Vagabond, Nomadic with a K. Peace.
And that is it for our guest host. Yoshimitsu, where can people find you on the internets?
People can find me on Mechabricks and Eurobricks as Spectre Vamp. I will also be found on Lego Ideas as Spectre Vamp, but I intend to move away from that a bit just because moderation rules on Lego Ideas mean most of my builds get rejected for one reason or another, usually weapons that have been fine in the past, but I can rant about that later. You can also occasionally spot me on Discord, typically as Spectre Vamp. Where can people find you, Tiger?
You can find me on Scratch as Woodstock05 and Lego Ideas as Woodstock05. I've done like zilch on either. I had a project about We Don't Talk About Bruno, but it's sung by memes, but I think We Don't Talk About Bruno might be dead in terms of like, you know, meme parodies and stuff at this point. So
it feels weird to make a meme out of memes.
No, it'll be like, you know, I'll have Michael Rosen sing a verse, and I'll have Rick Astley
various things.
Yeah, look, I've done two of those before, and both of them are really fun. You should
Rick Astley for Prime Minister. He'll never let you down.
Rick Astley sings Bohemian Rhapsody. I made that. Check that out. And also Michael Rosen sings Bad Guy. Both of those I put a lot of effort in. Check out my Mechabricks, which is what was my Mechabricks again? It was GNG Tiger. And also, if you're interested in more like film related stuff, I'll occasionally post reviews and stuff on Letterboxd. And my account there is, I think it's MasterBuilder05. So links to all of this stuff will be in the description. Don't forget to rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. 5 stars,
favorably
please.
Rate us.
Yes, thank you. Exactly. if you do leave us a good review, we will probably read it on the show. And, you know, speaking of fan input, we didn't get any questions for our season finale episode, even though I begged you all to days in advance. So I guess that's what happens when you don't listen. But yeah, send in any questions, comments, whatever. We'll try to read them.
So it would be hilarious if we go back and listen to the episodes and realize you cut out the part where you asked them to send in questions.
Oh, no, I don't do that. I've made big editing blunders in the past, but I'll probably...
I'd be like to make fun of those.
Especially in our first few episodes. Learned a lot about GarageBand on the way. And also on Spotify, there's this feature where you can submit polls and or just posts or whatever below episodes, and people can comment on those. So if I do anything like that, and if you're a Spotify listener, just check below that. On Apple Podcasts, you can ask us questions through reviews. Otherwise, you can also send us emails, geeksandgamespodcast@gmail.com. I mean, if there's any game or game-related thing, whatever that we've missed here, you can send us stuff through there. Or you can contact us through our amazing Geeks and Games Discord server. It is rather elite, and
it's crowded, guys. Come join the crowd.
You can
have four people.
Yeah, you can link to that will be in the description as well. If the link does not work, send us an email and we'll get back to you with a working link. Should be fine though. I think that is everything. I don't think I'm forgetting anything. Also, yeah, our theme song will be completely different from now on, just because I want to avoid copyright while I have the chance. It'll be my amazingly epic synth tune. So yeah. But yeah, it's been fun doing this season of Geeks and Games. It's almost sad for me to see it over, but there will be more stuff in the future. Don't stop following. Thank you guys so much for the support. We've loved it, especially when we reached 1,000 total listens. That was especially astounding. Might open a Patreon too at some point in the future. I don't know. If you want, I guess. But yeah, that'll be it for our season finale. Please join us soon when we talk about Oh Brother, Where Art Thou for Decent Films, and that will be it. Bye.
Bye.